Welcome back to the State of the Line podcast. Today, we'll be drilling down into industry-specific trends with NCCI expert Sandra Kippist. She'll be joining us today to help us deconstruct trends in the construction industry. Sandra, you're the first person to be a repeat guest. Thank you so much and welcome back.
Absolutely. It's great to be back, and I'm excited to be talking today about construction. If you happen to have attended our annual Insight Symposium last year, you've already heard me talk a bit about construction trends. And there's certainly a lot to say.
There is a lot to talk about. So let's get right into it. Since you were last on this podcast, you and your team had launched a series on NCCI.com on this very topic. And it features one-pagers with key insights for selected industries. And we have started with construction. Do I have that right?
You do. It's a good one to start with because it's one of the largest sectors, making up about 20% of total premium. And it can be complex because of the inherent risks in construction. So there's strong interest to better understand trends.
I imagine so. And with construction being one of the largest sectors, I could see how changes in frequency could impact the workers' compensation system as a whole. So what are we seeing right now, frequency-wise?
Yeah, so what you said is exactly right. Because it's so large, it has a larger impact on the overall results. NCCI has been reporting on the long-term decline in overall frequency. But now that we're focusing on specific industries, we could dig in and really get a better understanding of the drivers of the overall number. So in construction, frequency has declined nearly 50% faster than the all industry average over the last several years. And that's pretty remarkable. We then segmented the data in different ways to look for patterns. For example, we looked at claim size and found that construction claim frequency decline outpaced the all-year decline across all claim sizes. We also examined results across size of risk or size of business. And again, frequency was declining for all business sizes. However, we did notice that small business construction frequency is higher than large. However, it's decreasing at a faster pace, which is good news.
Well, if I could pause right there, when you say small businesses. Say more about that.
Yeah, so the construction industry is categorized into three subsectors. There's specialty trade, building construction, and heavy and civil engineering. Almost 70% of construction business falls into specialty trade. So think of specialty trade as like your plumbers, electricians, roofers. Around half of the premium in this category comes from small companies. And I just want to be clear. So when I say small, I mean any business with premium less than $50,000.
Got it. And I appreciate your providing that context. I would have never guessed that. Well, let's go back to the decline in frequency. And what would you say are some of the contributing factors to this decline?
Oh my gosh. So there are many factors that contribute to the decline in frequency, including enhanced safety procedures, but also better training and oversight, increased automation of high-risk work, the age of workers. Christine, even the weather can impact frequency. In general, there's been a focus on safety in the industry, which may be driving this downward trend. One way we see this in practice is that slips or falls and strains are the types of injury with the largest share of claims in construction, and both are declining, although I'll say strains even more so, with over a 7% annual decline. Lower back injuries are caused by strains, so it's not surprising that when we segmented results by part of body injured, lower back injuries are declining the most.
Sandra, that's really interesting. And so if we think about what you mentioned, there's a number of things contributing to frequency. The one thing I didn't hear you say was the impact of the labor market. How does that factor in?
Oh, yeah. I'm glad that you asked that question because labor market dynamics absolutely can play a key role here. So the construction industry experienced an employment gain of almost 3% annually over the last 8 years. And over that time, it mostly had higher employment growth than the all industries combined number. It also didn't have as large of a drop in employment due to the COVID recession as other industries. And that's because construction work is done outside. So it didn't fully shut down like some other industries and just wasn't impacted as much. So we spoke about how construction was one of the hardest hit industries in the last recession when I was on the podcast previously. So I'm not going to get into that detail again.
Well, that is right. You were on the podcast previously. And as I mentioned, you are our first repeat guest. And if you haven't already checked out Sandra's podcast about industry trends overall, definitely recommend that. So let's go back now to employment trends. And when I hear you say that there's a lot of growth, I would think that frequency would be negatively impacted, right? Because of new inexperienced workers.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. But in construction, there's more to the story. Once construction more fully recovered from the Great Recession in around 2016, employment grew as companies hired. But layoffs were growing too. And as a matter of fact, during that time, layoffs outpaced workers who quit. This may have been more impactful for lower performing workers, which could have contributed to improved frequency. Then in 2020, as COVID hit, both hires and separations decreased, causing a reduction in churn. So fewer inexperienced workers were cycling into the workforce, putting further downward pressure on frequency.
Certainly, certainly. So a lot has changed since 2020. Let's fast forward to the most recent results. Have things changed? Are we seeing the same thing? Are we seeing downward pressure? Say more about that.
In the latest year, 2024, we do see a continuation of economic indicators that can reduce frequency. So first, the number of new hires decreased, reducing the influx of less experienced workers. Quits also decreased, meaning experienced workers are staying in their roles longer. So those are those workers that otherwise may have left. And then finally, layoffs increased, which could indicate that less experienced or lower performing workers are leaving. The collective impact of all these three things could mean continued improvement in frequency. We're going to have to wait to see the latest results and see what happens.
And when will those latest results be available?
At NCCI's annual Insight Symposium in May. The State of the Line report, which includes the latest overall results, will be shared by our chief actuary, Donna Glenn, and I'll be presenting industry-specific trend results and the session right after that.
I'm so glad you said that because I would like to reiterate that AIS registration is now available and you would definitely want to check out those sessions. So Sandra, back to you. Is there anything else that we should mention on this topic?
Well, the only other thing I should mention is claim severity. So especially since we're talking about construction and construction has the highest average cost of claims. But before I get into that, I do want to mention that medical cost trends for all industries combined has been moderate in the 2 to 3% range. So while high inflation is a concern in general, we're just not seeing the same impact to workers' comp medical claim costs. Now, due to the nature of work, construction injuries can be more severe and have higher medical costs associated with them. The most costly claims are burn injuries. They make up only 2% of construction claims. The average cost of these claims has been increasing at a faster pace than for other causes of injury. Aside from burn injuries, falls and motor vehicle accidents also have higher than average claim costs. Often the highest severity injuries are due to traumatic brain injuries and spinal cord injuries.
Well, let me just pause for a second because you mentioned motor vehicle accidents. And in fact, we also have a session on motor vehicle accidents at AIS in May. So shameless plugs complete. Sandra, I'm so excited about this industry specific series. Can you tell me what is the next one that we're rolling out?
Yeah, our manufacturing one-pager is already available on ncci.com along with other industry drill-down content. And we'll continue to post everything to the same place so that eventually you can have access to the entire series. I hope to see you at the annual Insight Symposium in May.
Sandra, thank you so much. And I'll just mention for our audience, all of the resources that Sandra spoke about today will be in the show notes. So make sure to check those out. Sandra, thank you so much for coming. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you.
And if you'd like to reach out to Sandra, please do so at insights@ncci.com. I'm sure she'd love to hear from you. And once again, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on the State of the Line podcast.
This podcast is the copyrighted material of the National Council on Compensation Insurance, 2025. All rights reserved.